Hello, welcome back to the Will Leach Experience Trivia Podcast Trivia Version. I'm here with this week's guest, Will Brinson. Hello, Mr. Brinson.
Hey, Will. How you doing, Mr. Leach?
So thank you for sticking around with me now. As we have explained to many people, this is the Trivia Podcast. You are the 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 20, 23rd, like Michael Jordan. You're the 23rd podcast you're the person to do this podcast, the Trivia Podcast. 87 is your target number. That's okay. The lowest number. You can actually now find the standings for the podcast on my personal site, leach.tumblr.com, or just type in Will Leach. It's the first thing that comes up into Google. I for a while, I was going to keep the standings quiet, if just to protect the person that had gotten 87, so they wouldn't be embarrassed. But I figured, you know, it's fun to see how Matt Norlander compares to Paul Feinbaum.
I'm furiously I'm not going to Google while we're playing trivia, obviously, but I'm curious to know who...
To where you stand, yeah.
To see who finished last.
I'm not ready to live in a world where Paul Feinbaum does better on trivia than Tommy Craggs. It's just very confusing. It's very confusing.
It's a who's who of...
Chuck Culpepper, by the way, is the all-time leader with 167, which I feel like he was a ringer, because I didn't realize... Everyone I've talked to after was like, oh, Chuck Culpepper is like a genius about trivia, which I didn't realize... I had him on. So,
by the way, I would watch a show that starred Tommy Craggs and Doug Farrar.
Oh yeah, that would be fun. I would watch a show that starred Tommy Craggs and anyone just to watch him mumbling in the corner and hiding from the camera.
I like the he goes, oh, this is bad. This is bad. What is his line?
That this is going to be awful.
This is going to be bad.
like someday he's not married, but someday he's going to be married, and that's going to be in the vows. all right, so we start. Okay, so basically there are 200 points. There are four different categories. We start with toss-ups. These are worth 5 points apiece. 10 toss-up questions based off relative current events. That's all we got to do. Just five, just basic questions. 5 points apiece. Are you ready, sir?
Let's go.
Number one, what is the name of the Green Bay Packers tight end who failed to grab an onside kick and may have cost the Packers a trip to the Super Bowl?
Brandon Bostic.
That's correct for 5 points. We gotta give you some gimme start now.
Well, also, that's not. I mean, that would be bad if I missed that, but that I don't think it's a.
Okay, good. Because I never say that beforehand. Because I listen to the Extra Hot Great podcast, which is a very good entertainment podcast. They do a trivia game at the end of a show, and one of the meanest things that David Cole, the host of the show, does before the easy parts of the trivia, he's like, "Oh, this is an easy one." It's like when you're playing right. pool, and someone's like, "Oh, well, there's a gimme." You of course are going to miss that. I guess golf would be another.
And
example.
And not to mention Matt Norlander again, but on his trivia thing, you gave him this lob, you gave him this softball, this effing grapefruit at the beginning. He's like, come on, man, that's all you're gonna bring? like settle yeah. down, Matthew.
Yeah, and also he's in the middle of the pack in the standing, so I don't want to hear it from him. All right, question number two. Who is the all-time leader in passing yards in the Super Bowl?
All-time in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl, all-time leader in passing yards, current.
Golly, I'm gonna say Tom Brady.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number three. Who currently has the best record in the NBA's Eastern Conference?
You know, if you bet the under on the Atlanta Hawks, you'd be really effing mad right now. So the Atlanta Hawks.
That's correct for 5 points. They're unbelievable. I have not been. I'm 60 miles away, and I have not been to see them this.
Their over under was 41, so yeah. They're probably going to hit that.
Well, I think so. like today.
that's right.
Question number four: who currently has the best record in the NBA's Western Conference?
I believe it's still my boy Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number five: what baseball team's fans were recently voted by readers of baseball site Ball 8 as the most insufferable in baseball?
The most insufferable.
In baseball. What baseball team's fans were recently voted by readers of baseball site Ball 8 as the most insufferable fans in baseball?
I don't actually believe this, but I'm going to guess the Cardinals.
That's correct on both counts.
I can see. I actually think I tweeted something mean about Cardinals fans, but it's only because it's the whole, you know. The Cardinals fans are really smart baseball fans. They're like the Colts baseball fans when Peyton Manning was there. You know, they know when to get quiet and all of that. But I think that anytime somebody wins a lot, the nation gets sick of winning.
I'm not saying anything. There's literally nothing you can say in response to this as a Cardinal fan that won't get you yelled at. So I'm not going to say anything. Though it's the winning All right, number six. The Denver Broncos hired Gary Kubiak as their head coach. What was his most recent job and for what team?
Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number seven. This year's Super Bowl will be held in Glendale, Arizona. Where is 2016's?
As in Super Bowl 50, that will be in Santa Clara, California on CBS Sports.
That's correct for 5 points. You lose a point for promotion. question number eight. Where's 2017's?
Houston, right?
I mean, okay. That's correct for 5 points. Number nine. Where's 2018's?
Minnesota.
That's correct for 5 points. You are one question away from nailing all the toss-ups. Question number 10. The last time the Patriots won the Super Bowl, what city was the Super Bowl held in?
Jacksonville.
That's correct. You aced. Well done.
I'm just throwing out random cities.
Well done. Yeah. Well, whenever I throw out random cities, Jacksonville's always the first one I say.
Tempe.
All right. That's well done. 50 for 50. You're in very good shape, to say the least. Okay, next we go to the topical idea. I give an overarching question, and then each is a subcategory. For example, if I said, name the coaches of the following NFL teams, and then I would say one, Chicago Bears, two, so on, so on.
Okay.
Got it? 5 points apiece. Question: the overarching topic is, I'm going to name a Super Bowl number and the team that won. You tell me whom they beat.
Okay.
Okay? All right, you understand that topic. For example, this is not one of them on there, but if I said Super Bowl 48, Seattle Seahawks, the answer.
I would say Denver Broncos. I'm really okay. So you're going to say Roman numerals, or you're going to say a number?
I'm going to say Roman numeral. I just didn't have it in front of me, so I didn't want to go. Is it XLV?
No, I got more nervous about the Roman numerals.
Yeah, you're getting the Roman numerals. Oh yeah, you're getting the number of Roman numerals. I just couldn't know what 48 was immediately. All right, question number one. Super Bowl XX Chicago Bears.
Super Bowl XX. And you gave me the loser, right?
No, I'm giving you the winner of the Super Bowl. You tell me, I'm telling you the team that won. You tell me who they beat.
Okay, right. Gotcha.
Super Bowl XX Chicago Bears.
Oh my goodness. I'm drawing a total blank. I will throw out, I have no idea. The Broncos.
That's incorrect. The New England Patriots.
Oh my God. The Roman numerals is fucking with my head.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
That's okay. That's fine though.
That's part of the deal. Okay. Question number two. Super Bowl XL Pittsburgh Steelers.
That would be the Seattle Seahawks.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number three. It's hard, right? I'm glad. You got to do the numerals. Question number three. Super Bowl XLIII Pittsburgh Steelers.
Arizona Cardinals.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number four. Super Bowl XXXVII Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oakland Raiders.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number four. Number five, excuse me. Super Bowl XXVI, the Washington football team.
The Buffalo Bills.
Correct for 5 points. Question number six. Super Bowl XXVII, the Dallas Cowboys.
The Buffalo Bills.
Correct. Well done.
I'm sweating here. I'm like
the one that you've gotten wrong, by the way, was the one I thought you'd most likely get right. Right. Question number seven. Super Bowl I, Green Bay Packers.
The Chiefs.
Correct for 5 points. Number eight. Super Bowl XXXVIII, New England Patriots.
XXXVIII.
XXXVIII. New England Patriots.
Shit. Eagles.
That's incorrect.
Panthers.
It's the Carolina Panthers.
Damn it.
Question number nine. Super Bowl XXXIX, New England Patriots.
That would be the Eagles.
That's correct for 5 points.
Damn it.
And question
that's well played there.
Question number 10. Super Bowl XXXIX. XXIV St. Louis Rams?
The Tennessee Titans.
That's correct for 5 points. Well done again. Whew. You are already. I know that one. I somehow reading the X's does make it more stressful.
Yeah, I mean, it's, well, I'm like, I was doing the math in my head, and then I had to go to what team is that? That's the first one. Totally fucked me up.
All right. Well, you are already, by the way, out of last place. Like, woo, you're only halfway through. You have 90. You are the first person in a while, and this next category is very difficult, but that you're the first person in a while who is potentially within striking distance.
It's I'm coming for you, Culpepper.
Because Culpepper, I always joke about this in podcasts, but Culpepper was basically the Kobayashi. Like, you know, before Babe Ruth, like, you know, someone had 11 homers and then someone hit 60. And then later, Joey Chestnut would come along to make
it. And that's Passan?
Jeff Passan, yes.
Or Passan, sorry.
Yes.
It's terrible.
So, all right, so question. Now we have team nicknames. I will give you the name of a team, the city or the state or whatever the name of the team is, and their station in the world of sports. You will get for 10 points. If you do not need a hint, you can tell me the name. If you need a hint, I will give you the name of the stadium they play in or the arena they play in and the team's mascot, and then for 5 points if you get it. Got it?
Yeah, this is the point when I was listening to the trivias on Friday, as people, if you heard the first part of it, this is the point where I was like, okay, maybe I should spend Saturday morning studying the MILB standings.
There is always benefit in cramming. I'm surprised why people don't do it. I guess that people don't want to. I understand why people don't do it. They don't care. But, you know, you cared. That's.
I didn't actually study minor league standings, but, I mean, I'm hoping I can get something here.
All right, we'll find out. Question number one. The Carolina Class A Advanced Minor League Baseball team.
That's the Mudcats.
Damn, I keep mishitting the belt.
Oh, I was like
you monster. That's correct for 10 points.
Is that a Le'Veon or a Joik Bell?
Joik. Joik. It's always Joik. They play at Five County Stadium, and their mascot is Muddy the Muscat. Yeah. Question number two, the Fort Wayne D-League team.
I know this one, and I'm going to use...
And if you need a hint, you can ask for a hint.
No, I know. I'm just mad that I have to use the hint. What's the hint?
They play at Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, which is a very dark name for what's probably a 1,000-seat basketball gym. And the mascot is the Mad Ant.
Oh, they're the Mad Ants.
That's correct for 5 points. The famous, or as
he that's is, a dead, he's Deadspin Hall of Fame.
He is, thanks to J.E. Skeets, famously referring to him as Nightmare Ant.
How about those guys in terms of like early internet adopters taking off into full blown television celebrities?
Skeets is the man. You know, he went to a Georgia game with me this year. Became
that's right. Because they moved.
They live in Atlanta. They moved the whole crew, their families, everybody from Toronto. And the shows. I don't get NBA TV because of Charter here, which is very frustrating because I live down. But I still listen to the podcast every day, and they are awesome, man. I feel like he's gonna be. He's gonna be Kenny Johnson, like he's gonna be like the big shot over there, and like
no, that's probably right. And there probably isn't a nicer human being than Trey Kirby.
Awesome. He is the best. And Skeets is actually coming with me to the Kentucky Georgia game this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be very fun. So yes,
awesome, Skeets.
I will always play up my friendship with those guys because they're the best. Yeah. All right, question number three. Stephen F. Austin's college men's and women's college basketball team.
Isn't it the Prairie Dogs?
That is incorrect. Dang. They are the Lumberjacks. The Lumberjacks. That would be the time that a clue would have helped because the nickname is the Lumberjack, and they play at William R. Johnson Coliseum.
But that was a greedy one. That's greedy.
That's okay. So sometimes you got to go for it, man. Don't play conservative. Don't be McCarthy. Question number four. Gardner Webb's men's and women's college basketball team.
Damn, that's local too. I need a hint. I don't.
They play at Paul Porter Arena, and their mascot's name is Spike.
Oh man, God, we played them in football a few years ago. It's I'll say the Bulldogs.
I'm tempted to give you half credit. There's actually a name before it. I feel like can I give you credit? Bulldogs. It's the something Bulldogs.
The raging, I don't know.
The running Bulldogs.
The running Bulldogs. It's your show.
I'm giving you eight. I'm giving you half credit. So that's 18. So that's 2.5 points.
Okay.
Yes, right. So you get 2.5 points. My first ever half point.
I'm glad I earned it.
Yes.
See, this could end up being controversial.
By all means, I'm fully aware. This is like did you make a trivia related movement? Like that's going to be the question. Okay. And question number 5. The Minnesota WNBA team.
I'll take a hint.
They play at the Target Center and their mascot's name is Prowl.
Aren't they associated? Oh, so it's I'm going to say it's the Panthers.
That is incorrect. They are the Lynx. The Lynx. Ah, L-Y-N-X. So as you think it's a golf guy. No, actually, that doesn't make any sense. Golf guy, the Lynx. You get it.
Simple. Yeah. I was thinking, I knew it was something close to Timberwolves because they're all associated with the.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, now there's a. I always love that there's a Seattle WNBA team.
I know,
That's so mean.
It really is.
Okay, so you are now you're I have to say Culpepper's probably not in danger now, but you are doing very well, to say the very least.
Mm.
So
that's a tough section.
Yeah, it's a very tough section. So now we go to Outburst. I put 1 minute on the clock. I give you an overarching category. You have 1 minute to give as many answers as you can. I will give you yes or no on each. So if you don't hear an answer, just say it again and I'll say yes or no. Okay. 1 minute on the clock, no wrong answers. You are not penalized. I mean, there are wrong answers, you're just not penalized for them. So, 1 minute on the clock. North Carolina cities by population.
Okay.
You may have the top 10 most populated North Carolina cities. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Raleigh.
Yes.
Wilmington.
Yes.
High Point.
Yes.
Asheville.
Yes. Not Asheville.
Oh, not Asheville. All right. Greensboro.
Greensboro. Yes.
Winston-Salem?
Yes.
Durham?
Yes. You have seven.
Seven. Oh, what am I missing? What the hell am I missing?
You have Charlotte, Raleigh, Wilmington, High Point, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and Durham.
Oh, Chapel Hill?
No.
No, Chapel Hill, wow. It wouldn't be Jacksonville?
No.
Morehead City?
No.
Asheville is not one of them. I'm throwing off.
10 seconds.
What the hell are the three I'm missing? What are the three I'm missing?
I can't tell you. I'm just going to let you live in torture.
I'm Googling.
The answer, you got Charlotte, Raleigh, Wilmington, High Point, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and Durham. You missed Cary.
What?
Cary is there.
Holy shit, Cary.
Greenville.
Oh my God, what an egg.
And Fayetteville.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So you got seven. So seven.
That's High Point, by the way, High Point's where I'm from, and there's like 80,000 people from there.
It's incredibly. This is incredibly difficult, too. I felt bad because I gave that question. You may have heard. I gave that question to Craigs, and Illinois is a terrible state to do that with because it's basically Chicago and like seven Chicago suburbs.
I did hear that, and I should have probably looked up
it's
the 10
totally base. Hard. It's totally hard. Okay, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. All right, 1 minute on the clock. Pittsburgh Steelers all-time passing leaders by yards.
Okay.
All-time, the 10 Pittsburgh Steelers who have passed for the most yards. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yes.
I mean, Cordell Stewart.
Yes.
Tommy Maddox.
Yes.
Missing some pretty obvious ones here. How is my brain drawing a blank right now? Ben... How am I drawing a blank on everything before 1985?
it's lots of partying, man.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me? What do I have?
You have 18 seconds.
Oh my God.
Now you have 10 seconds.
Just buzz me. I got nothing.
Okay.
Totally blank.
That's okay. You got four. Ben Roethlisberger, Terry Bradshaw, Cordell Stewart, and Tommy Maddox. You missed Bubby Brister, Jim Finks, Bobby Lane, Mark Malone, Neil O'Donnell, and Mike Tomczak.
Okay, I don't feel that bad about that list, but yeah. Ryan Wilson is definitely going to read me the right.
I thought about that, yes. Okay, so you got four. All right, next up.
Not good.
1 minute on the clock. Nothing wrong? Yeah, nothing good. Okay, 1 minute on the clock. The 10 oldest NFL stadiums. Now, I need the name of the stadium, the commonly known one. I don't necessarily, if they have a weird corporate ownership or sponsorship, we need what's generally considered the accepted name of the stadium. But if there's one that's changed, I've made notes for myself. Also worth noting that there are two stadiums that opened the same year in the 10th spot. If you can name either of them, you'll only get credit for one. If you name both, you'll still just get credit for one. But I counted them as a tie.
Okay, I'm going to try and just blitzkrieg this.
Okay, ready? 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay. Panthers, Bank of America Stadium.
No.
Falcons, Georgia Dome.
Yes.
Saints, Superdome.
Yes.
Buccaneers, Raymond James Stadium.
No.
CenturyLink Field, Seattle.
No.
Not San Francisco. University of Phoenix Stadium, Arizona.
No.
The Edwards Jones Dome, yes. St. Louis.
Yes.
Lambeau Field, Green
yes,
Bay.
Yes.
The Soldier Field, Chicago.
Yes.
Do you count the Vikings TD Porterhouse Field or whatever?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's new anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Ford Field, Detroit.
No.
Not Cowboy Stadium. Redskins, FedEx Field.
10 seconds, no.
Jesus Christ, I'm not going to get the AFC. the Eagles, Lincoln Financial.
No.
The Giants. No,
time, and no.
That okay, so plan really backfired to run through the AFC and NFC.
It's only 1 minute on the clock. It's all right, you got five. You have the Georgia Dome, the Superdome, the Edward Jones Dome, Lambeau. I mean,
you
Field,
saw my strategy, right?
Of course, it totally makes sense. Anytime, I always encourage people to do this whenever, because a lot of times I always try to put in a one of the outbursts, just simply a listing of teams so they can just run through. It's a little harder with stadiums.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I should have gone with the Bills, yes. The Patriots.
The ones you missed were Arrowhead Stadium, Edward Jones Dome, and Everbank Field came the same year. That would not count. O.co Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Qualcomm Stadium, Ralph Wilson Stadium, and Sun Life Stadium.
Interesting that I got five, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting that it's 5 and 5 for NFC and AFC.
It's weird too because two of those 10 oldest stadiums, like, it's amazing to me. The Edward freaking Jones Dome is the 10th oldest stadium in football.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about because I was thinking Everbank, the Jaguars field was going to be on there because, I mean, the Gator Bowl's been around forever. And that's why I was like, all right, I'm not going to try and name the oldest stadiums. I just need to plow through the teams.
Which makes sense, which is a good strategy. It's just a little harder when you've got stadiums rather than teams.
Sure.
But
sure,
a good strategy. All right. Yeah. All right, 1 minute on the clock. In the wake of the NCAA's decision to give Penn State the vacated victories in the wake of the Sandusky scandal, name the 10 winningest coaches in major college football history.
Oh, man, I was looking at this the other day, too.
So keep that in mind. In the wake of that decision, so if there might have been 10 different people before that decision, or maybe 9, maybe someone's coming on the list, who can judge? Who can tell? But we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. All right, the 10 winningest coaches in major college football history as of this week. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Joe Paterno, Bobby Bowden.
Yes, yes, to both.
I'm going to throw up Nick Saban is on there somehow.
No, he's 14, I think.
Okay. Steve Spurrier?
No.
No? Oh, boy, I'm deep shit here. Oh, my God, I was looking at this list.
Remember, this is not current. This is all time.
No, I know it's all time. Grambling is who's the guy from Grambling?
No, that Grambling does not count as major college, so it's not.
Oh, it's major college.
Yes.
Oh, so Tom Osborne.
Yes.
It's a major college. I wasn't looking at this list. Then.
No offense to Grambling, which is a perfectly nice school.
No, it's fine, but that would make the list really, really difficult.
Yes, this chatting is giving us you an extra 20 seconds, by the way.
No, don't please don't add any time.
No, I always do that.
Okay. God dang it. Who am I?
You have Paterno, Bowden, and Osborne.
Paterno, Bowden. That's a pretty pathetic list. Saban's not on it, so... I mean, Jimmy... Howard Schnellenberger?
No.
What? Really? Nope. Jimmy Johnson?
No.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
How's Spurrier not on that? I'm done for if Spurrier's not on that. I got nothing. I'm done. I suck at these outbursts.
You're doing fine. You got nothing to be ashamed of. Outburst is hard, but it's exciting. It's an electrifying audio experience.
Sure.
So you got three. Joe Paterno, Bobby Bowden, and Tom Osborne, the ones you missed. Mac Brown.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Bear Bryant.
Ah!
Lavelle Edwards from BYU. Lou Holtz.
Jesus Christ, this is pathetic.
Bo Schimbeckler, Amos Alonzo Stagg, and Pop Warner.
I mean, the Bear Bryant is fucking embarrassing. That's...
I mean, it's, you know, we're, it's a, it, listen, when you consider the amount of data that we have to absorb and then dump in a 1 minute period in the average day of our lives, it's a wonder we even remember that what a bear is.
No. I mean, we can call it what we want. It's pretty fucking embarrassing.
There's nothing
embarrassing. It was Eddie Robinson. That's what it was. See, I was looking at this list because I looked at Paterno to see if Wikipedia had moved him above Bowden after the thing.
Yeah.
And Bear Bryant is 6 on there. Pop Warner is 8. That's what threw me off is I wasn't, well, whatever. Anyway.
All right, so you have one, you're currently at 127.5. points, okay, which is already very, very solid. You need a half a point. One will beat Feinbaum.
Okay.
Two will beat Seth Rosenthal. Three will beat Steve Madden and Matt Norlander.
Oh, wow.
Four will beat Bernie Miklas. Five will beat Andy Behrens. Seven will beat Kavitha Davidson. Eight will beat Randy Gisarelli. And if you get all 10, if you get all 10, you will be in third place all time.
Okay. So I mean, judging by my outburst scores thus far, I mean, I'm leaving some points on the table.
It's a hard game. It's a hard game. Remember, I write the questions too, so if you do poorly, it's my fault. Okay. 1 minute on the clock. Now, sometimes we will have one that there are more than 10 answers. You only can list 10, but if there are more than... So that's an advantage to the player, that if there are more, even though, like if I said, name me a baseball team, there's 30, Major League Baseball team, there's 30. There you've just need 10. This would be one of those examples.
Okay.
There are currently 18 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Name 10. All you have to do is name 10. And these are all categories, veterans, more modern era. There are currently 18 people on the list for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which I believe they decide the week of the Super Bowl. So we'll know
that's
very soon.
That's correct.
But so 1 minute on the clock, name as many as you can, up to 10. I'll stop you at 10, even if you can just keep going. Okay. 1 minute on the clock, go.
Orlando Pace.
Yes.
Kurt Warner.
Yes.
Tony Dungy.
Yes.
Marvin Harrison.
Yes.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
That ensures I got you, Norlander. who does Dungy want to go in with? Jesus Christ. Why did I have to talk smack to Norlander? That was so stupid. I had the list in my head. Torrey Holt's not on it. Isaac Bruce isn't on it. They didn't make the finalist. Tony Baselli's not on it either.
Nope.
Willie Rowe's already in.
Yep.
There's another lineman. Oh, Jesus.
You have 5.
Yeah, no, I'm going to end up being stuck at 5. This is pathetic.
Norlander gotcha. You dropped the ball before you ran in the end zone.
I did. I just Leon Ledger it. Charles Haley.
Yes. You have 10 seconds.
Tim Brown.
Yes.
All right, that'll do it.
And, okay, time. You got 7, which puts you, and we'll get to that in a second. So you got 7. Orlando Pace, Kurt Warner, Tony Dungy, Marvin Harrison, Jimmy Johnson, Charles Haley, and Tim Brown. Is Warner going to get in, do you think?
I think Warner has to get in. How can you not put him in? I mean, he went to the Super Bowl with the Cardinals and won a Super Bowl.
It's funny because I remember, because I was a huge, like, even though I've been an Arizona Cardinals, I was a huge Kurt Warner fan before he came to Arizona. And I remember, but I remember thinking, is he a Hall of Famer before the Arizona stuff happened?
I think
he probably wasn't, but I think that may have pushed him over, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's crazy if he doesn't get in. I mean, also, there's two things I think really help him. One, he works for the NFL Network. Yes. And I'm not saying the NFL Network's pushing its people, but they like having Hall of Famers on their set.
Of course.
And two, he's the only quarterback, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the other dude from the Colts that I whiffed on?
Okay, so here are the people. Here are the ones that you missed. Morton Anderson.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Jerome Bettis.
Ah.
Don Coryell. who I was actually a little surprised wasn't in already.
Yeah,
Terrell Davis, who I think is a really interesting question, actually.
Uh-huh.
Like, particularly in a day of running backs, like, breaking down so quickly.
Well, but Terrell Davis is such a great example of, like, burned so bright for such a short period
of
time.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah. So I think an even more fascinating question is how the Hall of Fame is going to handle these wide receivers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have Marvin Harrison coming up. He's obviously up on the list. Tim Brown is lingering there. But you've got, like, Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt didn't even make the final. Jimmy Smith didn't finalist, no. But you have Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt who didn't make the final cut. And so what are they going to do with, like, Randy Moss and T.O. coming up now that these wide receivers are shattering records?
Yeah. Moss, you got to think Moss is.
Well, I mean, Moss is in, but I'm saying this, like if you go and look, like, Andre Johnson is top 20.
This used to be the Art Monk issue, right? Like, Art Monk used to be, like, the number one guy, and then all of a sudden his numbers looked all of a sudden really piddly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so after Terrell Davis, Kevin Green. One of my forgive me a brief story. When I worked for the Sporting News in 1998, basically working the night shift, like 4 to 2 a.m.,
sure,
like waiting for the Sonics Blazers game to get over.
You was with the Panthers in, right?
Yeah, I was with my boss. One of the bigger sellers for the Sporting News that year was they used to have these player almanacs. It was, like, the only way before Football Reference. There's the only, like, player almanac had a bio and their stats, and you got them every year. And one day, my boss answers the phone, and he just random call to the Sporting News office. Like, it wasn't even to him. It was just randomly the Sporting News. He picks up the phone. All of a sudden, and after, like, a couple seconds, his face goes ashen. The Sporting News had printed in its almanac that Kevin Green was a replacement player.
Oh my god, and that's not in 98, that's not erasable on the internet.
Oh,
that's,
man. And Kevin Green the cult.
Oh my god, I mean, he was
amazing. And my boss had nothing to do, like, he didn't even had no idea. He just happened to be the guy that picked up the phone. And it was, every single time I see Kevin Green, I will always think of that. Just
that's,
like,
awesome.
That's like the worst possible error you can make. John Lynch.
Lynch is the guy.
Bill,
right? No,
yeah,
because he played with the Bucks.
Yeah, Bill Polian,
yeah,
Junior Seau.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he gets in?
I think he gets in. Yeah,
I think he gets in too. Will Shields,
yeah.
Mick Tinglehoff, who I believe is the older, dead, I believe.
Wasn't going to get that one.
Yeah, and Ron Wolf.
Yeah. See, Wolf, I've whiffed on all of those, really, because, I mean, I should be able to know that list. I think I just struggle when. Shouting games, maybe.
You did great. You did a 134.5. I gave you that half, and I think it's fair that I gave you that half.
I'm fine with that. Top five.
You are number five. You are right. You are half a point behind Randy Cicerelli. If this were the Oscars, the old Oscars before they did 10, you would have been in the list. So well done.
I really think. I mean, like, I'm not going to Norlander myself, but I think, like, I left. Five or six points in outburst on the table. But that's okay.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. That is a very solid, a very, very solid performance. So well done. Thank you for indulging me and playing around with me on this.
Thanks for letting me hang around.
All right. So, and I missed this last time. I will see you in Arizona. I have your number. You can't hide from me now. So, thanks. Thanks for doing this. And seriously, I'll probably see you in Arizona.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Thank you to Will Brinson. Follow him on Twitter at Will Brinson, WILLBRINSON, and find him on the CBS Eye on Football podcast, available through iTunes or through CBSSports.com. This is the Willis Experience. Music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We will be back on Monday with a big, whole, huge Super Bowl preview with someone I don't know who yet. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.